departures for the week 20 to 25 June 2004.
The new herdsman has arrived at Brookfield.
Trip over the wires to those speakers.
Oh, just wrap them round here for me.
Yeah.
Where do you want your music system, Sam? Sitting up?
Yeah, thanks, sir. Just dump everything on the floor. I've got all day to put it away.
Okay.
Did you have a good journey down?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Not too much traffic?
No. Oh, early Sunday morning is about the only time you can say that about the M6.
Oh, let me carry the suitcase.
No, I'll get those. You could get the duvet and stuff.
Okay, no problem. Oh, it's amazing how much stuff these hatchbacks hold.
Hey, I don't travel with that much, just the essentials.
I'll get David to sort you some keys for one of the sheds later too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Then you can keep your mountain bike secure.
Yeah, thanks. Did you check on the kids, Ruth?
Yep.
Right, be back in a sec. Where are they?
Oh, Pip's supervising Ben and Josh on their bikes in the orchard.
I haven't met them properly yet.
Oh, Josh got up before milking to give David the Father's Day card he made at school and then insisted on sitting by the window to wait for you to get here.
Did he?
They've been really excited about you coming.
Oh. Careful with some of these. Contents sound fragile.
We thought we'd get you some new furniture for the bedroom.
Oh, there's no need for that.
Oh, there is, believe me. Some of it's definitely seen better days.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not that bothered.
Well, we are. In fact, David saw an ad for a furniture auction in Felpisham next Thursday. We could go to the viewing and see if there's anything worth bidding for.
Well, if you're sure.
I noticed you haven't got a telly either. I could get you one of those little portable ones.
Thanks anyway, but I don't watch that much TV.
Oh, okay.
And I'm hoping the bull will have a big screen for the sport.
Oh, don't worry about that. Sid knows what the priorities are.
All right, I'll take this bedding upstairs.
There's not that much more.
No problem. There's still one big box?
Oh, cheers, that's my computer.
All right. In fact, listen, why don't I take you down the bull for a drink later before lunch?
Sounds good. Hey, won't Ruth mind?
Well, if she gets the roast in, maybe she and the kids could join us. I bet half of Ambridge will be there for Father's Day lunch.
I was so worried, you see, Tom. I didn't know what to think.
Oh, Mum.
And poor Clary was doing her best. I'd had to leave her to it in the dairy. I just couldn't concentrate on anything for thinking about Helen. What did I do with that vegetable knife?
It's there on the draining board.
Oh, yeah.
So what happened? Where'd she gone?
Greg's cottage.
Really?
Yeah. Luckily, your dad had an idea she'd be there and went straight over. Poor Helen. It's breaking her heart, he said.
She did come back home.
Yes. My first reaction was to go to her, but Dad said no. She wanted to be left alone for a while. But we had to trust her. It was so hard.
Where is she now?
She's upstairs asleep.
How is she?
I don't know. She came back safe and sound, but she hasn't really said much since.
Nothing new there, then?
She insists she feels better.
You should have rung me on my mobile.
Oh, no. I really didn't want to do that.
I would have come back home. I was only at Kirsty's. We don't have anything special planned.
Oh, thanks, love. There was nothing you could have done.
Well, I know, but...
Actually, there is something you can do to help.
What?
Well, Dad's got such a lot on and he looks really tired this morning. Can you give him a hand tomorrow?
Tomorrow? It's Monday. I've got the sausages.
Well, I know. It'd be a big help if you could do a couple of hours on the tractor hoeing the cabbages. Surely Stan and Susan know what they're doing by now.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
Hi.
Hello, love.
Hi.
Have you got any painkillers? I've got a terrible headache.
I've got to go and see Neil, so... What time's lunch?
12:30.
Right, I'll see you later.
Mum?
Yeah, some in my bag, I think.
Where's your bag?
Over there.
Thanks.
Helen? How are you?
I told you I've got a headache.
Your light was still on when I got up in the night for a glass of water.
So?
It was 4:00. Couldn't you sleep again?
I was reading, that's all.
Were you?
I'm going back upstairs.
Will you be down for lunch?
You'll see.
It's all right.
All right, you can go and play now you've finished.
Joshy, let Ben have some of that paper to draw on. Sorry, sir.
No problem. I was just saying how Dad used to drag us all out on these walks when we were kids, over Dartmoor. The others used to moan, but I loved it.
What made you want to be a stockman, though?
I made friends with a kid at school whose dad had a dairy farm. I used to bike it over to help out in my free time. You could see the coast from one of those top fields.
No chance of that from Lakey Hill, I'm afraid.
More lamb or potatoes, Sam? There's loads.
Oh, not for me, thanks. The roast was very tasty, though.
You hear that, David?
The lamb was actually one of ours. We marketed it under a Hassett Hills brand.
Ah, good stuff. Normally, if we can get a Sunday off together, me and Fliss are sharing sandwiches and a thermos up some mountain in the peaks.
Fliss is your girlfriend?
Yeah. We both like to get out on the bikes when we can.
Is she in farming?
No, she's a nurse.
Ah, that's interesting.
In A&E.
Oh. That must make life difficult, all those long shifts.
It's cool. We've been together for about a year, but neither of us is mortgage and nappy material.
Ah, there's plenty of time for that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm 29, she's 26. Life's for living.
Would you like some strawberries?
Oh, great.
David?
Yeah, thanks. Maybe we'll get to meet Fliss.
Yeah. She'll probably drive down when she gets a couple of days off together.
Oh, good. I look forward to it.
Cream?
Cheers. Oh, you'll love her. Real life and soul she is.
Nurses have such a wicked sense of humour, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
She has.
How would you know David Archer?
I've had my share of hospital visits.
These are great.
Mm.
One of David's cousins grows them locally.
Yeah, make the most of it. It'll be back to bread and jam tomorrow.
You take no notice.
Actually, it will if I'm cooking for myself.
If you like, you can give me a list and I'll pick up some things for you this afternoon from the supermarket.
That'd be great. Then I can finish unpacking.
You could have a wander down to the cricket later. We're at home.
Yeah, I might. Thanks, both of you. You have made me feel very welcome.
Oh, no problem.
I'm really looking forward to starting work here.
Just a minute. Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi, Emma. Is Neil about?
He was talking to Mike last time I saw him. Come in.
Oh, thanks. Ooh. There's no one in at Willow Farm.
Oh, right, yeah. They're all going out for a pub lunch for Father's Day.
Oh.
Dad shouldn't be long, though, if you want to wait.
Thanks.
Hang on, let me get rid of this washing basket. Put it on here. Could you just move Chris's cricket gear?
Sure, right. Where shall I put it?
If you shove it all in that corner, put the CD player on the floor, there'll be enough room for you to sit down.
Okay, thanks.
Do you want a coffee? Kettle's just boiled.
Yeah, please.
Did you want Dad for something in particular?
Yeah, it was about the pigs. I'm going to be really pushed for time tomorrow.
You busy?
It's a busy time for Dad. I'm going to be helping out more than usual.
Right.
Anyway, I'll be seeing Kirsty later tonight.
Oh, you're both going to the Bull?
Yeah, probably. You on course with all the wedding stuff?
Yeah, more or less. You've no idea how much there is to do, though.
You must have to be really organised.
Mm. Sugar?
2, thanks.
Where's my put it?
Can you reach?
Well, I thought it was up here. Pasta, rice.
Hey, be careful, it looks a bit packed in there.
Got it. Ow! Oh.
You okay?
Yeah, fine. Help yourself to sugar.
Thanks.
Do you want milk?
Please.
Could you just move your leg?
Sorry.
This is the fridge.
All right.
Oh, what a joke.
Everything is a bit miniature, isn't it?
Oh, I'm going to kill him.
Who?
Chris, he's drunk all the milk and put back the empty bottle.
Listen, don't mind black coffee.
Honestly, Tom, I've only been back in this sardine tin since Friday and I'm going mad.
Is your headache gone, love?
It feels more like a hangover. I haven't had anything to drink.
Oh, you're just tired.
Maybe.
Are you going over to Kirsty's today?
No.
Great, he's almost ready. I wonder where Dad's got to.
Is there anything I can do?
No. You just rest.
It's a headache. I'm not ill.
I know. I'm going to Darrington tomorrow with Jennifer and Adam. Farmer's Market.
Yeah?
Yeah, promoting the strawberries and cream. We're going to serve them in little tubs.
Oh, good idea.
I haven't had a chance to dig out my whites, though.
Oh, as in tennis?
Yeah. We thought it might create a bit of a buzz with Wimbledon starting.
Yeah, very clever.
Come along if you like.
No, I don't think I've got the energy.
See Avia tomorrow. Oh, grief. It's 1:15. I better start dishing up.
Not for me, thanks, Mum.
You haven't eaten anything today.
I had breakfast.
Half a bowl of cornflakes.
That's all I wanted.
Just have a little bit.
No, I really couldn't face it.
Oh, it's spring lamb. It's one of your favourites.
We'll have a sandwich later.
You're not eating enough. Going out for a walk. Oh, no, at least sit down with us. You might find your appetite comes back.
I need some fresh air.
Hiya. Oh, I'm starving. Dad'll be 2 minutes, he said.
See you later.
Hi, Linda.
Where's she going?
For a walk, she said.
Do you want me to go after?
No. You better have some lunch or you'll be late for cricket.
She'll be all right, Mum.
Wish I could be as sure. She's not eating properly.
If she's not hungry.
I do wish she'd speak to someone.
She's been talking to Kirsty.
Oh, don't suppose you know what she's been saying?
No. Kirsty hasn't told me anything. She didn't want to break her confidence.
I need to get her to talk to someone qualified.
Good luck.
I know. But she's not dealing with what's happened to her. Or how she's feeling about it.
Well, that's just Helen, isn't it? She's a control freak.
It's as if she's building a suit of armour around herself.
She's just protecting herself, isn't she?
She thinks she's protecting herself, but it's so fragile.
What are you going to do?
I've got to get her to see that she needs help.
I didn't realise it had got that bad.
I'm standing by, watching all this happen, and I can't do anything about it.
Don't know what to say.
I'm sorry, Tom.
What about?
Telling you all this.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
There's no problem.
I shouldn't be burdening you. Where's your dad?
He's on his way.
It's all going to get cold.
Well, I'll go and tell him.
Thanks.
Are you going to be okay, Mum?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course. Don't worry about me. You've got enough on your plate.
Okay.
It's Sam's first day at work.
And we're starting drying off this week, ready for autumn carving.
Uh-huh. How many have you got in carving?
Morning.
Morning. It's burning, isn't it?
A bit early for you today.
Well, it's a nice morning. I thought I'd have a bit of a rock.
But as far as the milking pond, Bert and Frieda live in the bungalow.
How are you getting on, Sam?
So far, so good, thanks.
Settled into Rickyard, all right?
Yeah, thanks. I slept very well.
And how are you getting on with your first morning's milking?
Yeah, good. I hope.
Absolutely.
Only some of the cows don't take to a new herdsman. Stresses them out, makes them hold up their milkers. I'm sure you know.
Not had any problems so far.
Sam's got a good approach. Ruth will be more than happy.
David, fill you in on our system.
What's that?
Well, any cows you see marked with a blue tape around their tails?
Have one quarter blind. Yeah, we've been through that. Thanks, Bert.
And any with red?
Or on antibiotics?
It's fine, Bert, honestly.
Oh, well, you can't be too careful. Any mistakes there have cost Brookfield a pretty penny.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to get stuck into the job properly. I've been looking forward to this for a while, having complete responsibility for her.
Yeah, thanks for your help, Bert, but we're on top of everything.
Have you told him to watch out for that hopper? Herd's tall from the top on the right.
Ah, no.
Oh, what's that?
Only the auger sticks on that one. Sometimes you have to climb up and get it moving again.
I'll keep my eye on it.
Yeah, thanks, I had forgotten that detail. What would we do without you?
We're a team here at Brookfield, you see, Sam.
I hope I'll fit in, then.
You'll do all right. Don't forget, you can come to me any time for help or advice. As David said, I only lives down the lane.
I'll remember that. Cheers.
Right, well, I'll have a stroll down the shop and get a paper, I think.
Would you like to come in for breakfast?
Ah, but no, my Frieda's got me some black pudding. Maybe I'll pop in for a cup of tea later.
Fair enough.
Right, I'll see you about by and by.
Righto. Right, let's get on.
Just smell those strawberries. As soon as the sun warms them up that little bit, they smell so delicious.
It's the smell of an English summer.
I did wonder whether it was worth doing Darrington with it being on Mondays.
No, we'll do well. Wimbledon will put everyone in the mood.
Well, that was the idea. Here you go.
Hang on. I don't want to pile them too high.
Has Alice said anything to you about Christopher Carter's party?
What about it?
Well, I overheard her talking on her mobile to Hannah about some boy she's hoping will go with her.
Mum, you know that eavesdroppers never hear anything good.
I was not eavesdropping. She was in the car with me, and it was a very brief conversation. She made sure.
Well, I'm not sure I should say, if Alice hasn't told you herself.
Oh, come on. You can be quite infuriating sometimes.
And you're very easily wound up. It's Dimitro, actually.
What? Well, I'll have to have words with her. He's much older than she is.
Mm, I think it's me who should be warning him about Alice.
Oh, Adam?
Well, he's a bit geeky. You won't know what's hit him if Alice has any real designs on his virtue.
Hey, that's quite enough. It's not funny.
It'll be fine, I'm sure. Neil and Susan will be there to stand guard.
Well, I'll think about it.
OK, I'll pack the rest. Why don't you go and change into your whites?
Oh, yeah, all right. Oh, by the way, Brian was looking for you.
Oh, what did he want? Did he say?
Well, he had a rather disturbing call from the agronomist.
Oh?
Hmm. Apparently there's been some potato blight seen on a farm dump over Edgeley. And Brian's worried that the conditions are ripe for it to spread this way.
He needn't be.
Well, he wants you to spray the Brookfield crop.
It's sorted.
Goodness.
Yeah, I was over there at 7 o'clock yesterday morning. It's done and dusted.
Gosh, I am impressed. And so will Brian be, too.
You don't mind if I help myself to more tea?
No, no, carry on. Do you want some of this marmalade with your toast?
Thanks. So, as I was saying, the red tail tape is all well and good. But in my experience, it could be missed quite easily by a relief milker.
Oh, you think so?
I know so. What I think we should do is keep the tail tapes, but put a Velcro strap around the leg as well.
Oh, interesting.
No one milking is going to miss that.
Morning again.
Oh, hi, Bert.
Oh, you still eating breakfast?
Ruth did us a huge fry-up.
Ah, so we see.
They're spoiling me.
I did invite you.
Oh, you don't usually have a fry-up on Monday morning.
Have a cup of tea.
No, I'm all right, thanks very much.
Well, sit down at least. Sam's just made an interesting suggestion.
Come in.
Oh, something else I've been thinking about as well.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, Alan. Hi. Come in. This is our vicar, Sam Batten. Alan Franks. Alan, Sam.
Pleased to meet you. Oh, welcome to Armbridge.
What can I do for you?
I'm really sorry to interrupt your breakfast.
Oh, that's right.
Much less your working day. It's just a list of Sunday readers for Bert.
Oh, I meant to remind you after evensong.
Now, Frida said you were here. I'm sorry.
No, that's no problem. Bert, why don't you put the kettle on? Make a fresh pot of tea.
Oh, that's very kind.
Because we'd better get on, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah. Right. Nice to meet you, Alan.
And you.
So you were saying, Sam.
Yeah. At Waterford, we had a whiteboard in the dairy.
A whiteboard?
With marker pens. Anything you noticed, like a cow bullying, signs of mastitis, whatever, you wrote down.
Yeah, right. Listen, I'll see you both later. We'll be over at Lakey Meadows, Bert.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, same principle as before, you see. Saves any mix-up in communication.
Yeah, very good idea.
Well, he certainly sounds full of enthusiasm.
Didn't take him very long to get his feet under the table.
Oh, now, Bert. Is that quite the attitude of an upstanding churchwarden?
But as much as I enjoyed seeing Cheddar Gorge, the highlight for me was Exmoor.
Oh, did you do the Lorna Doone tourist thing?
Yeah, of course. Brian drove us from Porlock down to the Doone Valley, past Robber Bridge, and we stopped off in awe to see the church where Lorna was shot on her wedding day.
Oh, really?
Mm. And you're supposed to be able to see the bullet hole, you know.
There you go. And 350 chain. Thanks.
Oh, it must have been lovely to escape for a few days.
Yes, it was. We won't get another break for quite a while now.
How are you managing to keep those tennis whites so pristine, Jennifer? Look at my hands. They're covered in strawberry juice.
Oh, you look fine.
Cheers. Bye.
Well, the outfit looks very smart, by the way.
Do you think so? Oh, that's good. I thought it might motivate me to get back onto the courts again this summer.
Me too. Ian's putting me to shame with all this early morning swimming.
And was Saturday fun?
Yes, we had a lovely day out. Picnic by the river. And the students thought Anne Hathaway's cottage was charming.
Hmm. Dimitro bought a little dictionary and has decided to read King Lear.
Well, as long as he doesn't do it on our time.
How's Chandler, by the way?
Talking about lame ducks?
Oh, that's a bit unkind.
Well, it wouldn't matter if he did read King Lear while he worked. He couldn't be any slower.
Ah, Chandler isn't doing very well. Alice is trying to get some babysitting work to fund his diet supplements.
Oh, yeah, I saw her little poster in the shop window. Oh, I'm exhausted.
Well, look, why don't you go? I'm sure Adam and I can manage.
Are you sure?
Yes, Pat, do go.
Well,
I wouldn't mind. With Helen not having gone to work this morning.
Yes, of course.
Hi, Pat. Mrs. Aldridge.
Hi.
A day off, Emma?
Well, I got a couple of days home working over Easter and the bank holiday.
Oh, good. I'll see you both later then.
See you, Pat.
Yeah, give Helen our love.
So, Emma, what brings you to this neck of the woods?
Oh, I came to borrow a video from a friend of mine.
Huh? Ah, Romeo and Juliet. That's the modern dress version, isn't it?
I'm looking for some poetry. Something romantic I can say to Will during the wedding ceremony.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
Can I interest you in some strawberries and cream for the two of you? Very romantic.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll buy some for Christopher's birthday tea tomorrow as well.
Coming up.
And it's your birthday too, isn't it, Adam?
Oh, happy birthday for tomorrow.
Thanks.
How are things up at Willow Farm, Emma?
Fine, thanks.
Susan mentioned the caravan was a bit cramped.
Cramped is one way of putting it. Just wish I could sleep. With Dad snoring and Chris talking in his sleep.
Oh, poor you.
Honestly, I know I wanted my wedding to be colour coordinated, but didn't want it to stretch the pink roses in my hair matching the colour of my eyeballs.
Oh, dear.
Hello?
Oh, Alan. Come in.
Tony said you wouldn't mind.
No, not at all.
How are you?
Surviving.
Yeah, and how's Helen?
We're just getting her a tray ready. She's not surfaced today yet.
Oh, I don't suppose she's sleeping, is she?
I see her light on at all hours of the night. And if she finally falls asleep at daybreak, I haven't got the heart to wake her for work.
And meanwhile, you're not sleeping, and then you're getting up for work yourself.
Feels like wading through mud, Alan. It really does. Do you like a coffee?
Well, only if you're about to have one.
I'm living off the stuff.
Thanks. Has Helen seen anyone since I last spoke to her? A GP?
Yeah, it's not that simple. Last Friday, she went missing.
Missing?
I was frantic, but Tony found her in the cottage she used to share with Greg in floods of tears.
Oh, poor thing.
She came back a bit later. On the surface, she seemed fine.
But you know different.
Oh, she thinks she's dealt with it all, but it's as though she's set off on some journey of her own and she won't let me go with her. She won't even let me tag along behind.
Pat, there's only so much she can do, even as her mother.
That's not all. She hasn't eaten properly since all this happened.
Well, she's lost her appetite. It's only natural.
No, it's more than that. It's not that she's pushing food round her plate. She's making excuses not to eat, saying she's already eaten when I know she hasn't. I'm sure that's what's causing her headaches.
She needs professional help, Pat.
Oh, Tony and I are desperate to get her to see that, but how?
Look, leave it with me. I'll get some information, names and addresses of qualified professionals and so on.
How am I going to persuade her to see them?
Well, I'll get the information first, and then you can talk to one or two of them yourself. They'll have advice on that score.
I hope so.
One step at a time, eh?
Yeah. I suppose that's all I can aim for.
Will, you still there? No, I dropped my mobile. Because I'm trying to talk to you and get dried and dressed at the same time. No, I'm in the shower. It's like trying to get dressed in the cupboard, except there's less space. Hold on, hang on a minute. Where can I hang this towel? There. Right, I'm back. Because I'm supposed to be meeting Brenda in half an hour. No, she's come to Hollywood Brides with me. I've seen this really nice dress. Because my stupid brother picked this moment to come back from Willow Farm for his dinner. And there's nowhere else to get dressed in this rabbit hutch. Where'd I put my socks? This is stupid. Ow! Oh, my toe! No, I'm all right. I'm only going to drop my socks in the wet shower tray. Oh!
Emma's at the end of her tether.
Christopher, I'm not stupid. It's got today's date on it, Tuesday the 22nd.
It's only a newspaper.
Oh, I asked the contractors not to leave these around in the caravan.
Anybody would think you found me with a copy of Men Only.
It's almost the same thing. I mean, look at the front cover.
I have.
Oh, it's awful. That's a sort of anatomical detail. You get in medical books.
I wish. I spent a lot more time on my biology revision.
Oh, stop being so flip, I'm serious.
Being well over the top. I've seen worse than that.
I don't want to know, thank you very much. Just don't want to see it on my dinner table. I have to eat here. It's going in the bin. Come on, put all these books away. Your lunch is almost ready.
What time's your birthday be?
Oh, and your dad finishes about 5:30.
Any chance you can pick me up from Paul's on your way back from work?
Well, I suppose so.
We'll go round to his after the exam.
Well, I'll ask Emma to ring you on her mobile when we're setting off.
Get Emma to ring who?
Hello, love.
Me.
Would you like some of this pasta?
No, tar, maybe some sandwich. If I...
Oh, look, could you just hang on till me and Christopher are finished?
Yeah, if he'd move his bag out of the way.
And put it where exactly?
I don't know.
Oh, Christopher, don't put it where someone will trip over it.
Oh, I don't believe it. Who's got Jamie My Bride's magazine?
Don't look at me.
Oh, it's probably one of the contractors. I said they could come in here for their breaks and lunch.
It's probably a fat one with the builder's cleavage.
Oh, shut up.
Or that young one who's always taking his T-shirt off.
I wish he wouldn't.
I don't know who he thinks he's trying to impress.
Duh.
Huh? Look at him, he's got shorts on today. It isn't even sunny.
Come away from the window, you'll only encourage him.
Do you think Bet will mind if I watch this Romeo and Juliet video in their front room?
Oh, I shouldn't think so, but you'll have to ask him. Right, here you are, Christopher.
Cheers.
Now, hurry up, you don't want to be late.
Oh, you haven't forgotten we're going to Hollywood Brides after you've finished work?
Oh, of course not, love.
I can't wait to show you this dress, Mum.
And I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Thanks for coming up to help out, George.
Oh, John, I'm too glad. The job's easier with two of you.
Well, I'm starting by taking these two lots to wood.
Righto.
This lot will fit in a couple of crates, I should think.
Well, ready when you are, Will.
Okay, quietly does it. Go on, beauties. That's it. Go on.
That's the ticket. The demolition gang are starting tomorrow.
Oh, you'll not be sorry to see the back of the police house, I shouldn't think.
Me and everybody else in the village.
It's just a horrible reminder for you, isn't it? But go on, you lot. A bit more.
I'm not sure how Christine will take it, though.
Same, won't she?
Well, it might spark off all them bad memories. That's what I'm a bit afraid of.
Oh, she's probably better keeping away there.
That's my feeling. She's come round to the idea of a bungalow, though.
Right, that should do it.
Pass the crate, can you, George?
Right, yeah.
All right, don't panic. We aren't going to hurt you.
How's things with your dad? His court case must be up soon.
Next Thursday. It's not looking good. Mum's worried he'll be sent down.
Yeah. There's a risk of that, is there?
Well, yeah.
Right, there you go.
Open the lid, can you? And I'll grab them and put them in.
Right.
Let's have you. In you go.
Nice birds.
Yeah, not bad, are they?
You should do well.
And you. I think Mum's worried Dad might not be there for the wedding.
Oh, that'd be awful. How's the preparations going?
Em's got it all under control, pretty much. Well, except...
Except what?
Well, she's got this idea about quoting some poetry to me.
How do you mean?
Well, in church, as part of the ceremony.
Why?
Do you think I should say some back?
Oh, in my day, it was just love, honour and obey, now kiss the bride.
Well, I'm going to have to look for something suitable. Go to the library in Borchester or something.
We learned a lot of poetry when I was at school.
We didn't.
I had a golden treasury of poems, it was called.
Oh, yeah?
They used to drum it into you in them days. I still remember bits of what I learned.
Well, like what, for instance?
There was this one. I wandered lonely as a cloud. Oh, no, that won't do, will it? Not for a wedding, obviously.
No, not really, no.
Yeah, let's see, what other ones can I remember? Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, into the valley of death. Oh, no, perhaps not. Leave it with me, I'll have a think.
Poetry? I don't know where to start. As if I didn't have enough to think about.
Emma, are you okay in there?
Yeah, I'm fine, Mum.
Do you want me to zip you up or anything?
No, I can manage. Nearly ready.
Okay.
Ready?
Come on, then. Let's have a look at you.
What do you think then, Mum? Give you a twirl?
You look beautiful.
You like it then?
It's perfect.
Only I wanted something strapless and slim fitting.
No, it's gorgeous. It really is.
Liked it as soon as the assistant showed it to me yesterday. It's just like how I pictured it.
And ivory really suits your colouring.
Oh, I'll need a new bra, though.
Oh, we can get that today, too, if you like. We've got time to nip over to Underwoods.
Oh, they've got some lovely lingerie in here, though. I might get a body or a bass.
Oh, my little girl.
Not for much longer.
Doesn't seem 2 minutes since you were born.
It's called life, Mum.
You were like a little doll. So tiny. Delicate. I used to come and sit next to you in the special care baby unit for hours, just staring at you through the sides of the cot.
I know.
And it was ages till they finally let me hold you.
Oh, Mum.
Now look at you.
In my wedding dress.
And soon you'll be walking down the aisle on your dad's arm.
Hey, come on.
I'm so proud of you, you know.
I know.
You'll knock him dead.
That's the plan.
Of course you will.
You okay, Mum?
Yeah.
Sure?
Of course. Oh, look at the time.
Oh, well, Chris will be halfway through his exam.
Well, we better get a move on if we're to get over to Underwoods for that material and get back to get the tea ready.
Oh, me and Brenda saw this fantastic coral organza yesterday. It's in the sale. You'll have to tell me what you think.
Okay, let's put it down, George.
Right. Just let me close the gate before you open that crate up.
Oh, thanks. So, as I was saying, Emma's getting a bit fed up.
It can't be easy.
I know myself, there's not room to swing a cat in a caravan. And Ed was living outside in a bender.
Well, it's only a few weeks to go, isn't it?
I suppose so.
She's worth waiting for, isn't she?
Of course.
Well, there you are, then.
Right, let's get these little ones out of here.
Oh, have you checked the electric fence?
Oh, it's a new battery. Should be okay.
We'd best check it any road on the way out.
Yeah, we'll do that. Now, I'll fill the hoppers up if you could check the drinkers, George.
I know.
I want to start dismantling the rearing pens as I go this year.
Well, I'll give you a hand if you like.
I won't say no. And I've got some repairs to do on a couple of release pens. One of them needs a whole section of netting replacing.
And you've got your work cut out over the coming months.
I just want to make a good job of this.
Yeah, I'm confident you will.
I can't afford anything to go wrong. I want Brian to offer me the job permanently once his trial period's up.
Is there any more icing, Emma?
Just a bit. Where are you up to?
It says, happy 16th birth.
Oh, give me the bag, I'll fill it up.
Hurry up, he'll be back in a minute.
If he gets back before we finish, you'll have to send him on another errand.
Well, I've already sent him to the bins and to find your dad. I'm running out of ideas.
Perhaps you should have bought a cake this year.
Oh, no, I couldn't have done that. It was very good of Betty to let me use her kitchen last night.
Here you go, quick.
Oh, thanks. I did feel sorry for Roy, though. He had an evening off and I think I drove him out of the kitchen with the noise of the electric mixer.
Oh, he could have stayed with Brenda Haley and me in the front room.
Why? What were you three up to?
Just watching the soaps on telly.
Christopher was revising in the box room as well. Poor Roy. I think he finished up going to the ball.
Have you nearly done? He's on his way.
Almost. There we go. Happy 16th birthday, Christopher.
Oh, hang on. He's chatting to one of the contractors.
Oh, I meant to have a word with the foreman. Oh, never mind. It'll keep till tomorrow. Right, pass me the candles.
Oh, he's coming in. Just put one on.
That'll be a few minutes.
Happy birthday!
Sorry to move out of time. Oh, Mum, chocolate, cool. Didn't think you'd do me one this year.
Looks fantastic, doesn't it?
Let's have a taste.
Hey, Christopher, that'll do. Just because you've finished your exam.
Finished for the week.
Emma, can you tidy all your dad's paperwork for me while I put the shopping away?
It's not all going to fit in his briefcase properly.
Oh, there's a plastic carrier somewhere.
Where?
You told me to get rid of all the rubbish.
Oh, look. Put it in this cardboard box, then.
Here's my birth certificate. How did that get muddled up with Dad's pig record?
Look, just put it all in together. We'll sort it out later.
I'll set the table. Really going to have to squash up.
Never mind. We'll manage.
Hello.
Oh, Will, come in.
Oh, hiya.
Hiya. There you go. Happy birthday, Chris.
Oh, cheers.
It's on your voucher. Didn't really know what to get.
That's great. Thanks.
Oh, that's very thoughtful. You can get a CD or a computer game.
How did your exam go?
It went.
How many you got left?
Only a couple next week. Then I'm having a party. Everybody's coming.
Budge up, Chris.
Not too many, I hope.
It'll be great.
Are we invited?
Look, you've been sitting on the material for my bridesmaids' dresses.
Oh, it's only a bit crumpled.
You've got chocolate on it.
Let me see.
Sorry.
There's nowhere to put anything down in this tin can.
No, it'll come off if I sponge it.
Are we starting? I'm starving.
Well, I suppose so. Your dad won't be long. I've got some spumante.
Cool, can I have it?
Well, be careful then. Point it outside, out of the door.
Okay. Coast clear. Ready?
Oh, hey!
Mind this box,
careful!
No!
There's papers!
My birth certificate!
No, oh, it's just a little splash, thank goodness.
You stupid, clumsy child.
I haven't done anything.
It's okay, Em. It's just a splash.
No, I'm so sick of this caravan.
Emma?
I'm coming back with you tonight, Will.
Yeah?
No, Emma.
Oh.
I can't live like this.
It was just an accident.
Well, I'm fed up of these accidents.
Tell her, Will.
Yeah, it could have happened anywhere.
Of course it could.
No harm done.
Exactly. Thank you. So there's no need for her to go back to the dower house with you, is there?
Oh, no.
There you are. Will understands, don't you, Will?
Yeah. I suppose so.
Over at Bridge Farm, Roy is trying to arrange a lad's night out.
Hi, Roy.
Hi, Tom. Looks like I came at the right time.
Do you want a coffee?
No, I'm okay, thanks.
Afternoon, Roy. Come to put in a stint on the lazy weeder.
Yeah, no. Sorry, Tony. Nice try.
How's it going?
Oh, don't ask.
You look knackered, mate.
Yeah, just a bit. Been putting in some overtime over at Kirsty's.
Oh, if only.
Not had a row, have you?
No, it's nothing like that. She's just had hell over a few times, that's all.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, you look like you're in a good mood.
No, I am, yeah. Things are really looking up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Caroline's agreed to a meeting tomorrow. I've got some great ideas to put forward to her.
Like what?
Well, you know we've recently had the restaurant refurbished?
Yeah, I gave it the once-over when I made the delivery the other day. Great improvement.
Oh, I'm glad you think so.
Well, it used to be a bit like some sort of time capsule.
Yeah, well, I've got similar ideas for the bedrooms and the suites. So all that clutter, you know, occasional tables, all that stuff, needs to come out. They need opening up, giving a more spacious feel.
Mm-hmm. Caroline should be up for that.
Well, I reckon so. And the icing on the cake seems Christopher Carter's almost finished his GCSEs.
What's that got to do with the ear-to-ear grin?
Well, Susan's decided he can study in the caravan instead of in the box room, which is next door to Phoebe's bedroom.
Well, why couldn't he do that before?
Well, it's because Emma blew her top yesterday, yeah? So she'll be staying over at Will's, well, for part of the week anyway.
Oh, great. So, Hayley's happy.
Yep. And I've not felt this good since Wilkinson's drop goal. Hey, you up for a lad's night out? Come on, I'll lend you a couple of matchsticks for your eyelids if you want.
Oh, sorry, mate.
You're not sleeping?
No, I've got no trouble sleeping. There just aren't enough hours in the day, that's all.
Hmm. Well, I'm with you there.
With Nia's mind on his house, I'm doing quite a bit with the pigs too at the moment.
Tom, you can finish here now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll drive the tractor for the rest of the day.
Oh, cheers, Dad.
I wondered if you could do the evening milking for me instead.
Oh, right.
And then give me a lift shifting the irrigation tackle over to Ashmead tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Oh, thanks. You off down to the ball later, Roy?
Yep, I'll be there.
Okay, see you both.
Yeah, see you, Tony.
Right. I better get over and drive the cows down.
Oh, I'll let you go on. Hey, the ball, about eight?
Oh, I don't know. I just have one and then take a video and a couple of cams over to Kirsty's.
Hi, Sam. How are you doing?
Oh, fine, thanks. Just give me a sec. Go on, here.
Seem to have everything under control.
Yeah. I noticed you'd fixed up that whiteboard in the parlour.
Yeah, it was a great idea.
Glad you think so.
No, any more you come up with, just let us know. We're eager to listen.
Well, as a matter of fact, I have had a couple of thoughts.
Oh, yeah?
Have you got a minute?
Yeah, fire away.
Well, first, I don't think there are enough water troughs on the farm.
Don't you?
To get the best performance out of the cows, they need to drink a lot, and they just don't get the chance.
You don't think so?
It's only my opinion, of course.
No. If that's what you think, I'll order some of the black plastic ones and we'll get them plumbed in.
Then, secondly, I'm not completely happy with the condition of the cows' feet.
Their feet?
So, I'm going to start a major programme of foot trimming. And what I'd like us to do is all of us go on a foot trimming course. Us, me, you and Ruth.
I see.
We all need to know what we're doing. If I'm off for any reason, a cow goes lame, I don't like to think it wouldn't get the best treatment.
Right. Well, if that's what you think, I'll discuss it with Ruth and we'll get back to you.
I'll leave it with you then. I'll see you down the pool later?
Possibly.
Cheers, sir.
Oh, hello. I was just bringing over your Christmas books and stuff.
Oh, thanks. I've got Neil's laptop in this bag.
He left them in the box room.
Oh, well, that's kind of you, Roy.
Well, that's no problem. The guy's knocked off for the day?
Yeah. They're really cracking on.
Yeah. Dad said he thought they finished the brick and block work.
Oh, they know what they're doing all right. Neil's got his fingers crossed for the building inspector's visit.
Well, where's that then?
Next week.
Oh, is Neil going to go to the Crook Barn opening on Friday?
Well, if he can. Is your dad going?
You wouldn't miss it.
Right, well, I don't want to hold you up. Christopher's in the caravan.
Okay.
Is anyone in at your place?
No, it's just me for the moment. Why?
Well, I just wanted to drop the laptop off for Neil.
What, that laptop?
Yes.
At our place?
It was Mike's suggestion. He said Neil could use the box room for his office now Christopher has finished in there.
Dad suggested it.
We're ever so grateful. Neil really needs to keep all his paperwork and records in order. Seem to be so many invoices and stuff to file now the work's really started.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And there's so little room in the caravan. Wow. I mean, it's really very good of you all.
Oh, don't mention it.
No, I mean it.
Yeah, it's fine.
And we'll pay our share of the dial-up charges when Neil has to go on the internet in the kitchen, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you want any more strawberries, dearie?
No, thanks. I'm full. You know, it's been really good this week being able to eat supper with the kids.
Has it?
Yeah. Listening to what they've been doing at school and so on.
They used to tell you when you took them in at bedtime.
Yeah, but I just got the bare essentials. Didn't get the gossip and the jokes. What's the last thing to go through a fly's mind as he hits your windscreen?
Dunno.
His bum.
Oh.
It's one of Pip's. I thought it was quite clever. What sits in custard looking cross?
Apple grumble. Josh told me that one on the way home.
They were both interested in the demolition gang at the police house, weren't they?
No prizes for guessing what Josh wants to be when he grows up.
Oh, what happened to being a herdsman?
Well, that was last week, and he was looking forward to Sam coming.
Yeah, have you spoken to Sam at all today?
What about?
Oh, you obviously haven't.
Well, briefly, I asked him about coming in for breakfast once a week so we could have a sort of informal meeting about the herd.
Oh, good.
He thought it was a good idea too.
Well, he's full of ideas himself.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
He wants to do a foot trimming course.
Fine. I'll find out what they're doing at the college in the next few weeks.
And he thinks you and I should do it too.
Oh. He does he?
My reaction, precisely.
He thinks we're not up to the job.
Well, he didn't go quite that far.
Doesn't exactly beat about the bush, does he?
He's been here less than a week and he's practically reorganised the whole system.
Well, that was the main reason we chose him over the other candidates. We wanted someone with a fresh perspective to shake things up a bit.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, as long as he's keen, that's what we wanted.
Exactly.
So, I think we should encourage him.
That's what I thought.
Now, since it's such a nice evening, why don't we have a walk?
Yeah.
Ice has put a poster in the shop window to advertise her babysitting service.
Has she?
It's a lovely evening. If she's free, we could have a stroll down to the Bull later and sit outside in the beer garden.
Is Mike coming down for a pint?
Well, he was in deep discussions with Neil when I came out. They were staring meanfully at the corners of his new house.
Well, it's got to be right to the millimetre, isn't it?
Has it?
Yeah.
Well, my dad can't wait for the old project to get a bit further on. He's looking forward to getting stuck in.
Oh, how are you getting on with the Carters on your doorstep?
Oh, fine.
Well, it can't be easy.
Well,
then again, at least it's not the Grundys, eh?
Hey?
Well, if it were, Joe would be a permanent fixture in the kitchen. Eddie'd be drowning you all out with guitar riffs. And Eddie would have opened your yard up as a garden centre.
Yeah, I suppose so.
At least the Carters won't intrude.
No.
Be grateful for small mercies, eh?
Yeah.
And Cathy said you'd spoken to a lot of parents who feel like we do about school dinners.
Well, it's all very well for Cathy to take an interest, but what can she do about it?
She said a lot have resorted to making packed lunches for their children.
Oh, dear. Like Pip wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, most mums think like we do, apparently, that a hot meal is better at lunchtime.
Back to square one, then.
So we'll see. Kathy's very determined. She's off to see Mrs. Newell at school on Friday to
discuss... I'll get these for Olga Thomas,
Sam. Right.
See you later.
Yeah.
Hi, Roy.
Hiya. Mind if I join you?
Hello, Tony. Hi. No, of course not. Take a pew.
Oh, thanks. So, how's your new bloke?
He came down with us, as a matter of fact. He's gone over to the Bull with Tom and Roy.
And how's he shaping up?
We're very pleased, aren't we, David?
Yeah, he's a godsend.
I don't know. You and Brian retiring or something?
Brian? How do you mean?
Well, he was saying how Adam shifted into fifth gear and suddenly become a super-efficient manager.
He was over early Sunday spraying our bush.
Yeah, seems he's well in front of himself this season. Got the combine service well ahead of schedule.
Oh, that's good.
Between you and me and the gatepost, though, I think Brian was impressed, but just ever so slightly irked.
Irked? Why?
Well, you know, Brian, I got the impression that he'd quite like to catch his wonder manager out.
Oh, shot top.
Cheers. That's all there is to Bull, basically. Like bowling, but you chuck the ball, as far as I can see, anyway.
Here you go, lad. And a pint of the black stuff, Sam.
Thanks a lot.
Tom, beer.
Right, cheers.
Cheers.
Hmm. Sid was wondering if you fancy joining the Bull team.
Oh, yeah, he asked me. Reserve player left, has he? Great, Greg, something or other.
Yeah, something like that. Interested?
Nah, not me. I prefer someone with a bit more of a rush.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Snowboarding. I do a lot of off-road cycling, too. I've been to the Tourist Information Centre and got a map.
Yeah, what of?
There's some old pack horse trails they've reinvented as mountain biking terrain.
Oh, right.
That's another game.
No, not for me. I'm going to sink this pint, then I'm off round to Kirsty's.
That's your girlfriend.
Last time I looked. Oh, hang on.
And you're married, Roy, you said?
Mm. Yeah. Got a little girl.
Wow.
Ah, well, that's just great. Really great.
Well, what's up?
Kirsty. Helen's gone round to hers, so she's busy.
Well, stop here for a bit longer, then.
Oh, stuff it.
Go on, have another one with us, mate.
No. I'll see you both.
Hey, look, Tom.
He's a bit moody, isn't he?
He's going through a bit of a rough time. Well, all of his family are.
Oh, right.
His girlfriend's helping his sister through it.
Oh, I know what sisters are like. I've got one.
Well, I'll catch up with him tomorrow when he's cooled off a bit. He'll be okay.
Tom's feeling the pressure.
Are you all right to come in, Ian? Finish packing the sausages.
You sure?
Well, you ain't got the gear on, put the hairnet thing on and you sorted.
Yeah, I was looking for Tom.
Yeah, well, that makes two of us. Been on my own most of the afternoon.
Well, I thought he was usually here on Thursdays.
Yeah, well, he is usually. I have to stack the pallets myself.
Well, you don't happen to know where he is, then?
Nah, he's been in and out this week like there's a revolving door.
And his mobile's off. I've tried it.
Well, you might try up at the pigs.
Yeah, I have. No sign.
Well, you can leave a message in his office if you want. Can't guarantee we'll see you, though.
Sorry, Ed.
No, it's okay. I would have put in for the overtime anyway.
Oh, Ian. Everything all right with the order?
No problems at all.
Oh, that's a relief.
Yeah, they're going down really well. In fact, I just wanted to put in an extra order for a function I've got coming up in a few weeks.
Oh, right, excellent.
Well, are you busy?
Sorry?
Well, I can come back.
Oh, no, it's fine. Would you just go through to the office and you can give me all the details?
Sure, yeah.
I won't be long.
No problem. Bye, Ed. See ya.
Right, how's it going?
Well, I'm managing.
Look, maybe you'd better leave that washing up for the moment and pack the cases. We can't be late for the supermarket lorry.
All right. Still might mean me staying on longer, though.
Whatever.
Okay. Well, I could do with the extra cash. Need a couple of remolds for the car.
I said okay.
How's Kirsty?
Kirsty? Why are you asking?
Well, no need to bite my head off. I was just making conversation.
I haven't seen her.
Oh, it's like that, is it?
It's not like anything. Now, can I leave you to get on? I'll be in the office.
Oh, that's me.
Don't touch it.
What? Why?
You shouldn't even have it switched on, you know that.
Yeah, but it could be something important.
That's the rules, Ed. This is a place of work.
So?
So, I don't want to find you taking personal calls again, okay?
Well, I've missed it now.
Is that clear?
You and Kirsty have a row or something?
I said, is that clear?
Yeah, I've got it.
Thank you. Now, just get on with what you're supposed to be doing and I'll be back in a bit.
Yes, sir. No, sir. Three bags full, sir.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You all right, Linda?
Oh, I'm trying to tune this stupid transistor into some live coverage of Wimbledon.
Where did that come from?
I brought it from home. It's an old one of Robert's.
Oh, I see.
Thought I'd be able to listen in while I was on my break, but the reception seems to be quite poor in this staff room. Oh, never mind. I'll go shopping tomorrow and treat myself to a new one before I go on to the opening of Nigel's Cruck Barn.
Oh, good idea.
Well, no need to ask how your meeting with Caroline went. You seem in a very good mood.
Yeah. Well, they're liking my ideas about the restaurant. I thought I was on a bit of a roll, so I'll be thinking about the bedrooms.
Yes. One or two are distinctly past their prime, aren't they?
I mean, it's all that chintz and frills and heavy bedspreads.
There's nothing wrong with chintz, Roy.
No, of course not. I just meant it's not really in keeping anymore, is it, with the style of the restaurant?
Ah, well, no, that is true.
So I think we should go with a more minimalist look.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid, to me, minimalists suggest the anonymity of a motorway hotel. Not that Robert and I have ever stayed in one, of course.
No, I didn't mean that at all. I've been looking at websites of some of the newest hotels.
But, Roy, Great Gables is a country house hotel.
No, I'm thinking of quality, traditional craftsmanship, but clean lines and uncluttered spaces.
Oh, well, that sounds a little more reassuring. Well, I'm sorry I shan't be able to help you with your redecoration project, Roy.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll manage.
I'm afraid I have something rather more significant taking up my time and attention.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, the restoration of the Cat and Fiddle. I've already filled in the forms from Architectural Heritage.
Oh, really?
And I've compiled a list of people to co-opt onto my Buildings Preservation Trust.
Don't hang about, do you?
Well, the early bird catches the worm, Roy. Actually, I'm holding the first meeting at Ambridge Hall on Sunday, if you're free. Perhaps
cricket. I'll be playing cricket.
I haven't told you what time yet.
No, it's Phoebe's birthday on Monday. We'll probably take her out after the match.
I see.
Yep.
Okay, if I come in.
Oh, hello, Emma. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
How are the wedding arrangements coming along?
Oh, so much to do, and suddenly it seems so close.
Yes.
You'll get there.
Oh, is Ian about? I was supposed to meet him here to talk about the cake.
He'll be in the kitchen, so I'll let him know you're here, yeah?
Thanks, Roy. Linda, I wonder if you can help me. I've been trying to find a piece of poetry, something I can say to Will during the wedding ceremony.
Oh, Emma, how romantic.
I thought there might be something by Shakespeare. I thought it was in Romeo and Juliet, but I watched the video and I can't spot it.
Can you remember the first line?
Well, I think it goes, "How do I love thee, let me count the ways."
That's Elizabeth Barrett Browning, actually.
Oh, no wonder I couldn't find it.
Well, it'll be in one of the books in the library here.
Oh, Emma, hi.
Oh, hello, Ian. Linda? My break's almost over. I'll see if I can find it for you.
Oh, thanks, Linda.
Not at all.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Emma.
No, you haven't. It's good of you to see me this afternoon.
Well, the big day approaches, eh?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what sort of cake do you want? Have you had time to look around for ideas?
Well, I've looked at some photos and talked about it with Mum, but I was hoping that talking to you might give me some inspiration.
Well, I'll do my best. Well, what are your thoughts so far, then?
Well, Mum was assuming it would be something traditional, you know, three tiers of fruitcake.
What, but you're not keen?
Well, loads of people don't like fruitcake, do they?
Well, you could have a mix of tiers, fruit and sponge. Well,
can you?
Yeah. You could even have chocolate if you wanted.
Chocolate?
Yeah, milk, dark or white chocolate.
Never thought of that.
Yeah, you could have tiers or layers of cakes on stands. No, I've done a top hat on a stand over a straw picture hat with sugar flares around it.
Oh, I've seen novelty birthday cakes.
Yeah, I once did a grand piano with sheet music for a friend. Another couple wanted the top tier to look like a four-poster bed.
Well, I don't think we'll want to go that far.
Well, look, basically it's whatever your heart desires and your imagination can come up with. Be adventurous. Let your imagination run wild.
Whew, I can't think.
You know, what about a fairy tale castle?
No, a bit girly.
Okay, about a heart-shaped box with a cascade of sugar roses bursting out from the top?
Yeah.
A cascade of roses built around a little fountain.
A fountain?
Yeah, with running water.
Oh, wow.
Well, the way I see it is, this is your dream day, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, everything about it should be wonderful.
Okay.
So don't think about anyone or anything else. Just imagine there are no limits on money, design, time or anything.
Really?
Well, that's what Caroline's told me.
How kind of her.
Look, Emma, take it from me. Life's always trying to impose limits on us just for once. Go for it. Live your dream.
Anyway, I got back home, you know, and I was in a great mood. Work's going well, it's my night off, and I'm feeling good.
So what are you doing down here in the pub then?
Here you go.
Oh. Is that point for me?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey. Ta.
Thanks, Tom. So, well, there I am, yeah, making all sorts of plans in my head. I walk through the door, Neil's in the kitchen on the internet, Emma's in the shower, and Ailey's in a strop.
Oh, you're in the doghouse then?
Well, the thing is, I can't say anything to Neil because Mum and Dad have offered him the use of the phone line and the box room.
It's not your house, though, is it?
No. And like Mum says, you know, once their house is up, they've got to get on with them. They'll be their permanent neighbours.
You and Ailey will be well gone by then.
It's not looking like it.
So Ailey threw a wobbly then, did she?
Yeah. Now, I know where she's coming from. She's out of credit on her mobile and she'd be waiting half an hour to ring her mum.
At least you two talk.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. How are things with you, Ed?
Well, there's a bit of an atmosphere at home.
Dad's court case.
Yeah. He's really jumpy. Can't even talk to Usha.
Why not?
She's in Canada, isn't she?
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get a pie off Sid, then go and do a bit more work on the car.
OK, I'll see you later.
See you both. Oh, cheers for the pint, Tom.
Yes, OK.
So? Go on.
What?
What's bugging you?
There's nothing wrong with me.
Come off it. Be like a bear with a sore head. Is it you and Kirsty?
No. No, we're cool. It's fine.
Well, what is it then? Home? Helen?
No. Well, yeah, in a way.
Come on. Get off your chest.
It's just, I'm so knackered. I wake up knackered before I even start.
You've all been through a lot.
I can't tell you how bad I feel about Craig. How sorry I am.
Yeah, I know.
I feel really bad for Helen. And Mum and Dad are so worried about her.
Yeah? But?
Well, I've been trying to take some of the pressure off. Helping Dad out more than usual on the farm. Doing favours for Mum and Kirsty at the shop when Helen hasn't turned up for work.
Yeah, and I'm sure they appreciate that.
Well, I don't think they even notice.
Oh, hey, come on, that's not true.
I don't want them to be thanking me every 2 minutes.
No, sure.
It's just that they do take it for granted that I'll drop everything and jump.
It's because your family. It's expected you'll chip in.
Yeah.
Look, they're not saying anything, but they will. And once the dust settles a bit. I know your mum and dad.
I'd just like them to notice how busy I've been.
Of course you would.
And I'm really proud of everything Kirsty's doing to help Helen. But I'd like some time from her too. Don't waste your time on me.
The voice inside
my head.
Ed!
Emma! Are you alright?
Hiya. What are you up to?
I was fitting a new starter motor.
Car nearly finished then?
Yeah, nearly. Get a bit of extra overtime from Tom. Get the skirts and spoilers from the scrapyard.
Oh, but will it pass its MOT?
Yeah, no bother. Done a good job on it. It was a decent nick to start off with.
I was looking for Will. I don't suppose he's around.
I've not seen him.
Well, his mobile's off and he's not at home.
How's the caravan?
Oh, well, I'll move back to the Dow House.
Oh.
Well, for some of the week anyway. Stay over at the caravan some night.
Yeah, right. But I bet Will's up at Littleton Cover. Dad mentioned there'd been a fox around.
Oh, OK, thanks. He'll probably ring me later.
You don't fancy a drink, do you, when I finish this? It's thirsty work.
No, thanks. Well, I've got loads to do.
Right.
Been looking at poetry.
No, what for?
For the wedding. Found this really nice one. Linda's now photocopied it for me. Will you tell me how it sounds?
How do I know?
Just have a listen. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth.
I bet get that.
Yeah, sure.
Hello? Who? Oh, yeah, just a minute. Here I am. Have you got a pen and paper?
Yeah, I've got a pen.
Sorry, yeah, just a sec. Can you write this down?
Where?
Right on the back of the poem.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, yeah, sorry, what was the addresses of those butchers? Mason's on Ailton Road.
Yep.
And Horton's on Croft Road. What, and they both in Felpshire? Okay, yeah, thanks, mate. No, don't worry, I won't. Yeah, thanks, well, bye.
There you go.
Yes!
What is it?
Oh, brilliant. Me and Jazza can get the bus in from Borchester tomorrow.
Oh, what's it about?
I'm going to get to the bottom of this dodgy meat thing, get some witnesses to testify in court.
Oh. Well, be careful, Ed. You don't know who you're getting mixed up with.
I don't care. I've got to do everything I can to help Dad. I'm not going to let him get sent down.
Linda looks on as the remains of the police house are cleared.
Peter.
Afternoon, Kathy.
They've almost finished demolishing the police house. That didn't take long, did it?
Thank heavens, it was a terrible eyesore right on the village green.
I imagine Susan will be glad to see it go too.
Oh, yes.
Can't have been very pleasant for her to come to work and see that every day.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
It's quite ironic, isn't it?
What?
Susan and Neil's house going up as this one comes down.
Yes, that's very true. Day off today, like me?
No, as a matter of fact, I'll be overseeing the reception for the opening of the Crook Barn later.
Oh, yes, I shall be there.
And there are quite a few people coming.
Anyone I know?
Mike, Neil, Phil, Jill.
Yes.
Oliver Sterling will be there, and Lewis, too, with Julia.
I'm looking forward to it.
I've left everything in the capable hands of Owen for the moment. I'm on my way to see the head at the primary school.
Jamie isn't in any trouble, I hope.
Oh, goodness, no, nothing like that. It's about school meals.
Oh, dear. They were very stodgy when I was at school.
Yeah, but at least the food was nutritious.
But not what children wanted.
Yeah, but now they've added so many convenience foods.
But they offer salad, though, don't they?
Yeah, but if it's slap bang next to the chips, there are no prizes for guessing which the kids will choose.
Mm, I do see the problem.
But for some children, it's the main meal of the day.
Is it?
So I've been speaking to other parents about it.
Gathering intelligence.
Ammunition, really, for my meeting with Mrs. Newell.
And do other parents feel the same way?
I certainly do. They don't have time to do packed lunches. And in any case, a hot meal is better.
Well, what do you think the head will say?
I don't know. In the end, it comes down to the budget. What can be provided for the money available per child?
Oh, afternoon, ladies.
Oh, George.
Oh, hello.
This must be very difficult for you.
Oh, me? You must be joking. I'm happier than anybody to see the back of the place.
Are you?
Certainly am. Taking all them horrible memories along with it.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm sorry, I better get off to my meeting.
Oh, good luck.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
I must be off too. I'm going to Lower Loxley.
Oh, Chris and I are over there later.
Did I hear my name being taken in red? Oh, hello, Christine. I believe you'll be at Nigel's do later. Oh, yes, the Crook Barn opening. We're looking forward to it, aren't we, George?
Yeah, it'll be a nice afternoon out.
I'll see you both there then. Bye. Bye, Linda.
Bye, Linda.
Gosh, look at that. All there's left is a pile of rubble.
Come here, love.
It's funny.
What's that?
I wasn't sure how I'd feel.
And?
It's a huge relief, actually.
Good.
I feel as though a great burden's been taken off my shoulders. And we can finally move on.
I can't believe we lost on penalties again.
Aye. That's another one to add to the list of great English sporting disasters.
Oh, come on. You've got to admit we were unlucky.
Unlucky? No way. Portugal were the better team.
No, they weren't.
They even gave you a goal start and you couldn't hang on to it.
We would have done if Rooney hadn't got crooked.
You don't know that.
And what about that goal the ref disallowed? There was nothing wrong with that.
I suppose you'll be blaming the penalty spot next.
Well, it didn't help, did it?
It was the same for everyone. Just accept it. You lost. End of story.
Couldn't sleep.
You're worse.
No, I kept thinking about that phone call as well.
I bet you'd given up on him, hadn't you?
I had, yeah.
So, what exactly did the guy say then?
He said he'd been thinking it over since we saw him last week and he decided to contact me after all.
Go on.
Well, he gave me the names of the two butchers. He reckons they might have been approached over some dodgy meat. Look, I wrote them down.
That it?
Yeah.
What else did he say?
That was it, more or less. Doesn't want to get involved, he said, and don't contact him again.
He's scared, all right, isn't he?
That's what I'm saying. It's big league stuff, mate.
Here. Maybe I should have told Stuart to come along.
No. We've got to be really cool about this.
Fair enough.
But if either of these guys know anything, I want to get them in court next week.
And you think they'll go for that?
Well, I've got to try. That phone call last night was the start of something, I'm sure. My luck's changing. This could be a real breakthrough.
I must say, this is very gratifying, this. I thought there'd only be a handful of people here on a working day.
Yes, good thing the rain's holding off. I think you've created quite a stir with the barn, Nigel.
Thanks. Isn't it marvellous that there's still so much interest for the traditional crafts?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Has Mummy arrived yet?
Yes, she's over there, graciously allowing Joe Grundy to escort her.
Yes. Right, I'll get my little speech over with, then everyone can get on with the serious business of enjoying themselves. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming to our little reception. I hope you've all got a glass of wine or juice.
Decent stuff, Nigel.
I'm glad you think so, George. Please feel free to have a good look at the woodwork tools and crafts on display in the barn. And I'd like to draw everyone's attention to the mailing list. Please add your contact details to receive our newsletter. So without further ado, I'd like to thank everyone who participated in the construction and the raising of the Crook Barn. Please raise your glasses to the barn.
To the bar.
Thank you for coming.
Well done, Nigel.
Nigel? Lewis?
Linda, afternoon. So good of you to come.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
So what do you think of our little bar?
Oh, I think... Hay fever. I think it's wonderful, Nigel. Now, I have a proposition for you two.
Good heavens, we're intrigued.
As you may have heard on the grapevine, I'm going to be restoring the Cat and Fiddle.
That old boarded-up pub off the Hollerton Road.
Ah, I see. With a very dubious reputation in its time.
Yes, well, be that as it may, Nigel. I have been in touch with the architectural heritage people and am now in the throes of setting up a buildings preservation trust to administer the project.
And you'd like to invite us to join?
Well, you are both exactly the calibre of member I'm looking for. People with an interest in and a passion for our environment, loyal members of the local community.
That's us.
Yes. Well, now, I've only scratched the surface of the project. I'd better give you some more detail of the plans and what they'll entail.
Oh, I'm sure you can count me in, Linda. But as the host this afternoon, I'd better circulate amongst my guests at the moment.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Oh, now, Lewis, let me tell you all about the history of the Cat and Fiddle. You see, many...
Right here. This is Oakton Road.
Dodgy around here, innit?
Yeah, looks it. They must keep them wire grills on the windows all the time.
Yeah, they do. I've been here a few times with Stu. He's got a couple of mates that live in a squat round here.
Hey, concentrate. We're looking for Mason's Butchers.
Funny that, innit?
What?
You see the sign on the shop? Family Butchers. Makes them sound like serial killers.
What?
It's like them headache pills.
Nothing works faster.
You might as well take nothing then if it works faster than the pills.
What are you going on about?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No, there it is, across the road.
There's an old woman in there.
Yeah, just give it a minute. Pretend to be looking in here.
Second-hand prams and coat stands.
No, she's coming out.
Right, let's go.
No, just me.
Sure.
Yeah, might put them off if we go in there mob-handed.
Okay.
You wait here. I'll be back in a minute.
The shingles are looking good.
Yeah, I think chestnut was a good choice.
Oh, aye, very durable.
Do you two gentlemen want a top-up?
Oh, thank you, Cathy. Well, how's this English wine going down?
Everyone seems to be pleasantly surprised.
That's good news for your wine business, Nigel.
Absolutely. How did you get on with the head of Loxley Barrett, Cathy?
Oh, it was great. She was really sympathetic to what I was saying.
Oh, what's this?
It's Cathy's crusade for better school meals.
Oh, I see.
Lizzie and I are right behind her. Lily and Freddie start there in September.
Well, Mrs. Newell said she's worried about the quality of the meals too. But it's as I thought. It all comes down to the bottom line.
Cash.
Exactly. The catering manager's got a limited budget, so buys a lot of stuff in bulk.
Not a lot of room to manoeuvre, then.
I don't know. She did say that if I have any ideas, she'll take a look at them.
Oh, that's somewhat, at least.
Well, thank you so much, Lewis. Your presence will certainly lend weight to my trust.
My pleasure. It's a very interesting and worthy project.
Oh, I'm delighted you think so.
Who else will be on the board?
Well, Usha Gupta, I hope. Good to have a solicitor. And her fiancé, Ashok. He's an accountant. They'll both be invaluable.
Would you like some more wine?
Oh, no, thank you. I must keep a clear head.
Lewis?
Thank you.
Have you spoken to Usha? I thought she was away.
I popped a note through the door telling them about the meeting on Sunday. Usha's very community-minded. She'll leap at the chance.
Well, if you're sure. What's the hurry, anyway? It's not as though the Cat and Fiddle is going anywhere.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask you, Cathy. Is anyone coming to the 39 Steps next Tuesday?
Oh, Julian and I will be there.
Well, I do hope it's the original version.
Oh, yeah. The Hitchcock one with Robert Donat.
And Madeline Carroll. Quite racy in its time.
Yes. Oh, do excuse me. More recruits. Oliver! Hello! I must talk to you. It's about the restoration of the Cat and Fiddle.
Oh, dear. I fear no one will be safe until they capitulate this afternoon.
I always take comfort in the thought that she's safer to the community when she's occupied.
I'm sure you're right.
Oh, that was a good idea. The photo CD.
Oh, the photos of the barn before, during and after.
I think George will be buying one.
Jolly good.
Hello, love. Everything all right?
Yes, thank you, George.
I've just been talking to Neil.
But that reminds me, I must go and thank him and Mike. If you'll excuse me.
Aye, of course. Now, their building work seems to be going very well.
Would you like a top-up, Christine?
Oh, thank you. It's quite something for them to take on building their own two-story house, isn't it?
Very brave. Susan did say it's a squash in that caravan, though.
I expect it is.
She was saying she's resigned herself to Emma moving back in with Will some nights of the week.
They have different ideas these days.
She'll be coming back to stay in the caravan in the week before the wedding, anyway.
What's dipstick?
He must have shocked him. Did you come straight out with it?
Well, I just asked him if he'd been offered any dodgy meat lately.
And he threatened to get the police onto you.
Well, he didn't even give me a chance to explain what I wanted to know.
Oh, proves you must be dealing it, then.
Oh, it was no good to me, is it?
Look, the other butchers is there.
Come on, you can come in with me this time. No. No, I don't believe it!
You're going to have to believe it.
It's in the middle of the afternoon.
Half day closing?
What, on a Friday?
We'll come back tomorrow.
Oh, there's some flies in the window.
Oh, I can see them.
It looks shut up permanently to me.
No. Why would that bloke tell you to come here if it was closed down?
Well, maybe he didn't know. Maybe it's only just gone out of business. Well, I don't know, do I?
So, what do we do now?
Oh, stuff!
Don't give up.
What else can I do?
Well, think of something.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know.
That's it. God, I thought I could help, but Dad's in court on Thursday. Time's run out.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.